Incarcerated youth rehabilitate through dog training at OC Probation. Santa Ana, California incarcerated youth at Orange County Probation celebrated with a graduation of sorts January 17, after training rescue dogs for nearly 4 months before handing the trained pets over to their new owners. The program operated by Cell Dogs Incorporated since 2008 started up again last October after being shut down for nearly 3 years due to the pandemic. The nonprofit collaborates with the animal shelter OC Animal Care to provide dogs at risk of euthanasia a second chance. Currently, youth within the probation department and adult inmates at the Theo Lacey facility, a county jail, can develop skills with the program, including positive lifestyle changes and empathy through hands-on dog training experience. One Southern California resident, Mary O'Connor, who adopted a small dog named Wiggles, said this is her second adoption through the program. "It's a win-win for everybody, the person training them, the dog itself, and the recipients," she said. "It's just an all-around good program." Redondo Beach resident Brooke Seipel and her boyfriend said they came across the program through a Facebook search. "This is my first dog and my first time adopting a dog from a program like this," Seipel said. She said it's great to adopt an animal that's already well-trained and to know that it's also a rescue dog and someone else benefits from it. "It's really cool." 11 youths participated in the recent training. 2 had been recently released. Of those that remained, many were seen wiping away tears before handing the dogs over to their new owners. Eric Beeger, a probation center supervisor since 2013, told the Epoch Times the experience was rewarding. "It's enabled the kids in my unit to get in touch with their empathy, with their compassion, and to realize some of the feelings they have inside them that they didn't realize they had," he said. Beeger said he hopes to see the program replicated across the nation. "This is a program that I would like to see in every correctional facility. What it does for the people that interact with these dogs is life-changing," he said. Beeger also gained more than what he was expecting from the program. He and his wife adopted Polly, a golden retriever mix, trained by youth in his unit. Founder of the nonprofit Jeanette Thomas told the Epoch Times their return to working with the youth probation department was a big success, noting it worked, this time around, with youth who are serving extended days. "The kids are going to be here a long time, so it gives them a chance to really dig their feet into the program and really do a good job," she said. After 4 weeks of classroom learning, participants have between 8 to 10 weeks to care for and train a dog daily. Thomas, who additionally serves as lead organizer of the program, said she and staff spend dozens of hours selecting dogs for the program. "Important qualities needed," she said, "include being comfortable with people, tolerance for a noisy environment, and a good temperament." A wide assortment of dogs have completed the program, she said, including the largest at 115 pounds, one-eyed dogs, deaf dogs, those with medical issues, and even amputees. Thanks to the experience, several participants of the program, Thomas said, have gone on to become dog trainers once they were released. "They've been trainers for PetSmart and Petco. We also employ and offer job opportunities to trainers we think are amazing," she said. The nonprofit relies solely on donations and fundraising. Division Director of the Orange County Juvenile Hall Sanford Rose told the Epoch Times such programs help lower recidivism rates, or the rate to which someone returns to the system because of the skills learned. He said that through research and data, criminal justice agencies know employment and education are the most effective tools an agency can provide to those who enter their halls. "If they have somewhere to go and they have something to do that's gainful, then they're going to be able to take care of themselves and sustain themselves out the community, and they're less likely revert to crime to survive," he said. To support Cell Dogs, shop online at Amazon Smile, the philanthropic version of Amazon, which donates 0.5% of eligible purchases to the charity of the buyer's choice.